Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
We have no idea who established the church at Colossae. Neither the book of Acts nor the Colossian letter gives us any insight into the initial preaching or who did the preaching. But we do know how some at Colossae received the word and how they lived when they became Christians. Paul thanked God for the Colossians' faith in Christ, for the love they had for all the saints, and for the hope they had laid up for them in heaven. Colossians 1, 4, and 5. He encouraged the Colossians to be faithful to their calling. As you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Colossians 2, 6, and 7. When the gospel was preached at Colossae, some of the Colossians, and we have no way of knowing how many, received Christ Jesus the Lord. If they received Christ Jesus the Lord, they had to be taught Christ Jesus the Lord. I do not know what the Colossians were taught about Christ, but we know what those early preachers emphasized. They told men and women that the long-expected Messiah, the Christ, had come and that He was the Savior of the world. But they did not stop with that. They informed them of the nature of the Lordship of Jesus. In fact, in this letter, Paul wrote, "Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks unto God and the Father by Him." Colossians 3:17. But receiving Christ in faith and obedience to His word in baptism was not enough. That certainly was the right start. They were urged to walk in Christ just as they had received Him. Walking in Christ simply means living each day according to the divine will. In his letter to the Ephesians, Paul used the word walk several times. "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you were called. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind." Ephesians 4, 1 and 17. If we walk as we have received the Lord, that means we will be rooted and built up in Him. The word rooted is a horticultural figure. It teaches that Christians are to have their roots firmly planted in the gospel of Christ, so that they will not be moved by every wind of doctrine. The word built up is a building metaphor. Paul uses the same figure in his letter to the Corinthians. "For we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building. According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds thereon. But let every man take heed how he builds thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." 1 Corinthians 3, 9-11. The Colossians were established in the faith, as they had been taught. The word established means to be firm or to be stable. The author of Hebrews uses the same verb in his admonitions to the Hebrew Christians. "Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein." Hebrews 13:9. Does this verse give you some insight into the importance of right teaching or doctrine? They had received the word of the truth of the gospel. They were to walk in it and keep growing.